from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
The excuse train is rolling in. Haven't even played yet.
Everything you just said there, I think it's true.
Makes sense.
But are they only doing it because they just don't really think he can get there? So it's easy to demand it. If you already are down on Watson.
Oh, I don't know.
If you are down on Deshaun Watson, if you are very, very doubtful that the Browns made the right move here, and the things you've seen in the first 2 years have done nothing to get you closer to feeling great about that move. Is that one of those things where you're like, all right, fix it. Fix it. Come on, let's see it.
I'll get to those folks. 216-474-0092.
You are asking him to go from the bottom third in the league, which is what he's been in his 2 years statistically, and all those quarterback tiers that don't even mention him as a relevant franchise quarterback. Asking him to go from there to you better look lights out in the opener in which you have not prepared yourself in the preseason.
It is not, and they will say, whose fault is that? That's not my fault. They will say that. Anthony, it's just they are tired of waiting. They don't want to wait anymore. They don't care. He wasn't drafted here. I do think there is a segment of fans that are actively rooting against them or against him. They consider themselves Browns fans, and they don't like him here, and they don't think he's worth the money or the hassle or any of the problems, and they don't want him to succeed, so they believe that the sooner he fails, the quicker they can get him out of there. I do believe that there are people who do that, but I believe the vast majority, hands up, right hand up, are saying, I need him to do well. I want him to do well. I am tired of waiting on him to do well. I've had an entire offseason of other fans ripping us, making fun of us over this contract, over this trade. I've had the people that decided to go with Baker because he seems to be a messiah for everybody out there go and make fun of us for not getting further than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I really don't have much to say back to them other than, well, yeah, but he's still not that great of a quarterback because they gave him $100 million. And they go, yeah, what'd your guy do recently? I got nothing to say back to that. Now, do I? So I think they're tired of that, and they want to see some return. And they are tired of hearing guys like me and guys like you stand here and go, hey, you know, it's been 10 months, and yeah, they didn't really ramp him up during the preseason. It's a 17-game schedule, and these things tend to take... No, they want the truth, and what they want is for us to tell it unvarnished the way we see it. And damn it, if he does well, I'll say it, and if he doesn't, I will say it as well. I don't know how well he's going to do. Historically, he has not done great in opening days. But if he doesn't do great on the opening day, I'm not saying it's done forever. Never said that. I'm saying I got to call it like it is. I ain't going to sit here and say rust hours on Monday morning. Won't happen.
That's all I'm saying is, Ken, is like, if he struggles to start out this game, I mean, I can understand that. Like, I'd actually be kind of surprised if he played great in this first game. Like, he just hasn't seen normal football at the way that, haven't we talked about, like, his processing, his ability to read stuff has been a tick off with Cleveland. Why would we expect that to be honed in and ready to go this week?
I don't know. I don't think they expect it. I think they demand it, and I do think there's a difference. I don't think they expect it. I think they're nervous about it.
What do you expect?
I think they're nervous. I expect him to be a tick off. I expect him to have to hone that in during the game and get used to live action.
So you're not that far off from where I am.
But I can't sit there and say rust on Monday. It's up to them. They're paid professionals. He's not a high school quarterback anymore. So I could sit there and say this all day long about other quarterbacks. They care about their quarterback. They care about their football team. Okay? They've had to sit here and watch a team that went to the postseason last year just get dumped on all offseason. And have them, the over-under's 8 wins, 8.5 wins. Cynthia Freeland has them at 8.7? That's not a playoff team. 9 wins, that's not a playoff team. Not to this fan base.
I mean, why do you think the Bengals got Joe Burrow in the preseason game? It was only one game. But why do you think they...
Get him some live reps?
I mean, but why do you think that was important to them?
Because they wanted him to get some live reps because he hadn't had live reps in a long time. And I think it was important to Kevin Stefanski to get Deshaun Watson in and get him some live reps. And then he says this thing. And then, of course, his starting left tackle goes down.
Right.
Or the guy he had starting at that time to be a starting left tackle.
So, I mean, your own coach, for anybody telling me that I'm crazy to expect rust, I think your own coach wanted to try to prevent that. And then he couldn't.
216-474-0092. Let me get to Jim and Perry. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, Lima, come on. This Deshaun, there's always an excuse for this dude. And Ken's absolutely right. I would say 95, you know what, I'll home back and go 80%. 80% of the fans around here are so tired of this dude and his excuses, and we're tired of waiting. You know why we're tired of waiting? Because all the dude has done since he's come here is take lavish vacations, take money, and not show up. I called this from the very beginning. Go back and look. This is a failed experiment. It's going to be a failed experiment. The Browns shot themselves in the foot, and it's rearing its ugly head right now. And what makes it even worse is that we keep restructuring his contract, and it's only digging us into a hole. I listened to a podcast about what exactly restructuring contracts do in the long run, and it's only sustainable if we keep doing it. If we keep signing guys to these ridiculous deals and just keep that cash flow flowing in. People want to know why at Huntington Bank Field is now the name of the stadium? Because Haslam needs that cash flow. But here's the problem.
Wait a minute. Hold on. They're worth like $9 billion. Let's ease up on some of that stuff and stay on task of what Deshaun Watson is, for crying out loud.
So I've been calling it for weeks. I've irritated you about these interviews. I'm not going to bring up what the interview was talked about. But when is enough going to be enough with this guy? He's a clown. He doesn't want to play. We weren't his first choice.
I disagree. We weren't his first choice, but I disagree that he doesn't want to play.
He doesn't want to play. Jim, we just played audio from Deshaun Watson that said when he suffered that injury and had to have surgery, they were talking he could be out till November of this year. Yeah, he's playing in the opener.
You were just tough talking to Deshaun Watson at the beginning of the show about what he says in his media.
No, but what I'm saying is if he didn't want to play, he could have easily said, well, you know, his shoulder's not ready to go. He is playing this week.
Yeah, he is playing.
Okay, but the thing is, if it was as important to him as it is to some of those players on that team and to some of the fans in this town, this hard-working, blue-collar town, the dude doesn't get us. He doesn't care.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with him wanting to play or not, Jim. Jim, let me ask you this. Are you the fan I'm talking about when I said there's guys who consider themselves Browns fans and they want him to fail?
I don't want him. I want the Browns to win.
You sure?
And I hope.
Because you're coming up with a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with the original point of your phone call that goes against Deshaun Watson and goes against his football team. I don't think I believe you, Jim.
Ken?
What?
I have suffered decades.
So is everybody else. So have I. I'm 38 years old. I've suffered just as long as you.
Okay.
Get me back to the point. I asked you a question. I don't believe you in your answer, Jim.
Ken.
Jim.
Here's the thing. After all that money and all those draft picks, we could have definitely built a solid future with a quarterback who is ready now.
We're back to the
who can play now. Deshaun is not ready to play.
We got there to the point.
He's never going to be himself.
At least we got to the point. There you go. Thank you very much for the call.
The part about not getting us, what would that look like?
I don't understand.
What would that look like?
That I don't know. I don't.
He's mad because he took the trips. I mean, these NFL guys all take trips during the offseason.
The blue collar thing's easy to come back on. I will say, though, when Baker was here, you saw him. You saw pictures of him all the time in the community.
You did see more of him. Yes, absolutely.
You see LeBron. You see, almost said LeBron. You see Deshaun Watson in the community.
I don't see a ton of pictures. I've seen plenty of pictures of him in the community. Of Deshaun Watson. I don't see as many as I did.
He bought championship rings for a high school team. Those are kids.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just him being out on a random Tuesday doing things.
Well, that's, I can't help that he doesn't carry around a camera with him like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm not killing him for it. I'm just saying, I saw that a ton.
There is no doubt.
Maybe it was because Baker lived on my side of town, and I see Baker at the same places that my kids are frequenting the training places.
I did not see. Baker lived in Crocker Park. I don't know where Deshaun lives, but I don't think it's on the website.
Baker had a much, much, much stronger connection with the fans than Deshaun does. But, you know, Deshaun wasn't drafted here. And he came out of the gates having to serve a suspension.
Yeah.
Then he got injured and has not played well.
I mean, it is
so
different.
There's no checks there. There's no check mark.
When he started in Houston, like he was king of the town.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and he was very active there.
Yes. He was everywhere.
I saw.
But there wasn't the baggage around him that there is
here.
I'm
not mad at him for it. I understand why he's not.
He didn't come in and replace the guy that had his pictures taken with all their babies.
And saying that he's not a blue collar guy like us.
I think he wants to play.
Because you don't see him out there.
I think he wants to play. 216-474-0092. The blue collar thing, I think Jim is finding reasons.
That is
to
a Mad Libs. That's a Cleveland Mad Libs.
Yes. Yes. I can throw blue collar in front of anything.
And he needed to have a phone conversation taped with Bernie Kosar.
216-474-0092.
That's a layup. If the PR people for Deshaun, they need to wisen up. That's an easy one. He'll take your call. He talks to Nick Wilson.
He went to Axel's practice.
He talked to all the parents. He talked to all the kiddos. Which, by the way, that was great because there were a lot of people who were like texting me afterwards. Which the kids are like 9 years old. They have to be. None of them are watching football the way we did. I did when I was 9 years old. Guys in this room who do this for a living.
They weren't watching the 89 AFC Championship.
They were not. And it was great because, I mean, these are guys who he was their hero. He was, and so they get to have conversations with their kids and go, "This is the second greatest Browns quarterback who ever lived. You should have seen it. It was amazing." It was such a nice moment. I love Bernie. All right, there's a lot of things being said right now that I don't think that anybody could back up. I looked at social media. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. That's all I can. I got Jim and Perry saying he don't want to be hanging around the kids, or Deshaun doesn't want to be with the kids or anything. Scott Hill is like, whoa, I got pictures of him here with all the kids. I can't accuse him of that. I would never accuse. I mean, the guy gave high school rings to a state championship rings to a high school team, for crying out loud. Now, he might not be going out and about at restaurants and God knows what. I don't know about that. All I know is that if I were, how do I put this? Let me try to put myself in his shoes as best I can, which this will probably be rich, but let me try. If there was, is there a beloved radio show host in Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Beloved. It could have been you had you have taken three times the salary.
Well, that's why I used the example that I used.
Out there.
I wasn't going to take three times the salary to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My God. Okay. Say they loved. Okay. Cataldi just retired, right?
Okay.
Over in Philly.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's beloved in Philly. I think a lot of people like him. He's a very successful radio show host, but say he was.
For the sake of this.
And they go, you're out, he's in. Unceremoniously, you're out, he's in. And Cataldi was this scion of the community, kissing babies, shaking hands, taking pics. I might keep a little bit of a low profile out and about. I might do it. This is no comparison to what he is. This is as best I can. I can only tell you how I would react. I would keep a low profile. This is what I would do. And he is... I don't think he's kept a low profile. I think he's kept a protected profile. Well, and what he goes out and about and does is what he goes out and about and does. Baker was a different guy, but Baker ain't here no more. But a lot of people like Baker.
It doesn't help that he ends up getting injured last year, and then he's doing his rehab. It, it, And where was that? Wasn't most of it
in L.A.?
In L.A., yeah. So he wasn't even here all the time. He joined the team, I think, for those games that were out there, but that was about it.
But the last caller we had is the type of – like, I think that caller's denying the truth. That caller's a caller who wants the quarterback to fail.
Well, I've told you before that this does happen in the NFL when you are done with your coach or you're done with your quarterback, you absolutely root for your team to lose games. You know how I know that? Because I've been in that boat.
You've done it.
I've absolutely been. I'm being honest.
I did. I know a Florida Gators fan, and I was like, hey. And he goes, nah, I don't care. Billy Napier's on his way out. At least that worked out for us. Now we got to hold on to DJ Lagway. I was like, okay.
Yeah, good
so
luck.
There is a there is definitely a contingent who roots for the bad stuff who goes on there. Fix My Life coming up at 7:45, and whether or not I'm going to go full Connor Stallions this weekend, I'll explain coming up.
And we got JW.
And we got J.W. Johnson coming up at 8:30 this morning. I got to get this Jed Wills clip in before the end of the hour, by the way, because there's a debate raging on him right now. Xavier P., this, folks, speaking of Twitter reactions, he's one of our favorites. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm buttering you up. Xavier P. in Aurora is next up on The Fan. Take it away.
What's up, Ken? What's up, Lima?
Hi.
The guy who was just on, I don't know where he's from. He made me finally call in. Lionel told me, why don't you ever call in? Stop tweeting us 100 million times. Just call in.
I issued the challenge, and here you are. You're a stand-up guy.
So this is the reason why I'm calling. It's because I'm always controversial when I tweet. And I'm sorry, but when people say he doesn't get us, to me it has a racial connotation, in my opinion. Now, it could be me, but that's what I get. Because he has an annual 7-on-7 tournament in the community for everyone. He's constantly, he adopted one of the Pee Wee teams in the inner city. He's with Glenville, but they're in the inner city. He hosts a QB podcast that brings on local QB talent, and he discusses things with them and gets them on air, which probably can help them be recruited. So the one thing he doesn't do, he doesn't show up at Indians games and chugs beer. Isn't there, or maybe because he doesn't frequent the Cheesecake Factory or wherever we go.
Hey, watch
hold
it.
On. Hold watch on. It. Hold
reckless
on.
Speculation.
We do the harm and then we go.
We got to be equal.
I know.
He didn't say much
wasn't
else.
Wasn't necessarily in know. The restaurant.
A lot of people say it, though.
They don't have one on that side.
And he had the Christmas party for 300 kids when he was here. And then we have the he doesn't want to play. He played, and think about how he's been injured. He's rarely, really been injured, and he plays through injury. He had a broken shoulder. He won versus the Ravens with a broken shoulder. I know it doesn't matter to most people, but if you look at what Watson did versus the Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs took the same blueprint and did the same thing. He rode a bus from Texas to Florida just to play with a collapsed lung. He had a high ankle sprain. I don't get it.
By the way, that's a legend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
J. legendary story that I used to bring up when I was trying to get fans on my side to go get Deshaun Watson. With all that said, Xavier, do you have an excuse for him if he does not play well against Dallas? I gave a litany of them to start out this hour. Ken thought I was crazy. Do you expect him to be clicking on all cylinders?
Okay. Two things. Yes, I do. I think he's going to come out the gate firing because I think this offense is actually going to be better than most people think because I think we're going to have a lot of run after catch. And now a run game might not be on, but I think we're going to be good with a lot of short passes and run after catch. But I think people say excuses when they don't like the person and they give reasons when they like the person. Because
I agree.
When Watson came out and outplayed every quarterback that we faced last year, including Lamar and including Burrow, in the pouring rain, when fans were booing him when he was up 24-3, they were still booing him. Watson played bad. Joe Burrow had the excuse that he had a hurt leg. Well, why was Joe Burrow out there? He was out there. He was playing. Joe Burrow got a reason. Watson didn't look great. Mm-hmm. He has excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Always going to be excuses for Watson, but the O-line hasn't played. The receivers haven't been out there. The running backs haven't been out there. But everyone's going to blame Watson for whatever happens on offense and defense. Well, and lastly, when everyone comes on the radio and says, when people call him weird, why would he want to come to the community when he has fans and media calling him weird? But when Watson outscores everyone that he plays, including Lamar, I think it's 127 to 42 total in the five games he played, how is the defense carrying him when he averaged the same amount of points as Joe Burrow? Joe Flacco.
Xavier, I gave you a lot of time. I got to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. When it comes to these type of things, I mean, what Xavier just said was 100% right about we find reasons and then we find excuses. If there's someone you don't like, we're going to find a reason against you. If there's someone you do like, we're going to find excuses for you. That knocks it out of the park. That's as simplistic as it can be, and there's a good reason for it. I mean, that's what it is. I don't think, though, that the majority of Browns fans are like a lot of callers that we get. Far from it. On this subject, anyway, I think a lot of them are just tired of having to come up with these excuses for the quarterback that their favorite team got. They want this thing to work out. I don't want to sit here and drag this problem around for the rest of my career and the rest of my life as a Browns fan, that this could be as they're saying on ESPN, and I think Simmons is saying it because people keep tweeting at me like crazy about it. Like, I don't want to play Bill Simmons where he's saying this is going to be, by the end of the season, this is going to be, what, the worst trade in NFL history? Yeah. I don't want that to happen. No, I do not want to wear that cloak of failure. No. But I'm tired of coming up with different reasons. I'm tired of using one half of football as a way to be excited when there were many halves of football played, and that was 10 months ago. That's what we're tired of.
Absolutely. And I got a text. Shout out to Kirtland for winning the 7-on-7 at Deshaun Watson's Foundation Tournament.
That quarterback of theirs.
They beat the bigger schools.
Did you see him, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
He might be your Fox 8 player of the year out there. Holy Lord.
Pretty big game this weekend. Or this Friday.
216-474-0092. Eric in Williamsburg, Virginia, listening on the free Odyssey app. Eric, take it away.
Hey, what's going on, Ken? Thanks for taking my call this morning. Yeah, I'm originally from Avon Lake, Ohio. Joined the Navy, came down here, transplant. Part of the Tidewater Browns Backers Association 2022 Club of the Year.
Congratulations on all your success.
Well done. Well done.
Thanks, man. But what I'm calling about is this Deshaun Watson. I don't know what you call that guy that had the call. You were saying he's one of them guys just wants to complain, not really a true Browns fan. You know, these guys talking about how much money he costs, like it's the money out of their pocket. I don't really appreciate that. But, you know, you got to give him a chance. He's sitting here on year three. We still got, you know, year three, year four, year five to go. I don't think that what he does in the first game is going to determine whether or not I like him or not, or whether or not I'm accepting him as our quarterback. But it's really going to come down to what we ultimately get to at the end of the season. You know, it's that Super Bowl is what we're striving for. You know, it doesn't have to happen this year. This year, next year, I think, is where our window is. But, you know, it's fun to see him, you know, saying the right things. What's he going to come to a press conference and say, hey, I don't think what I'm really going to do it this year. No, I'm not an elite quarterback anymore, you know?
I don't want him to come out. Lima and I had that debate at the beginning of the show, Eric, and thank you very much for the call. We had that debate about it. He's going to come out and he's going to say he's still an elite quarterback. But this goes back to what we were talking about on the phone with a previous caller, is that I don't need to hear him say these roundabout ways to say he's no longer an elite quarterback. Any of the other crap doesn't matter what he says. It only matters what he does. And when we talk about money, you know, this is the case in point. I just looked up how much Myles Garrett's contract is because I forgot what Myles Garrett's contract is. You know why? I don't care because he's the defensive player of the year. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, we
legitimately
never throw out
defensively.
Those numbers.
We don't bring up money of players who are doing well and who are really well liked along the league. I can't tell you what Patrick Mahomes makes or Joe Burrow makes off the top of my head, or even I already forgot the contract. I had to look it up with CeeDee Lamb makes. What his contract was, he got signed last week. But everybody to a man knows what Deshaun Watson makes in guaranteed money because it hasn't been worth that money as if it's our money. And we want to make sure it's going to be worth it at some point because it's not just on that. It's not our money, but it is our time. It is our experience. It's our emotions that play into this. And there are other players that are connected to this. The worse he does, the worse it means for Joel and Miles and Nick and David Njoku and all the guys that we like. Wyatt Teller, all these. Denzel Ward, JOK, which, by the way, the interview with him yesterday, amazing. He teaches me something every day. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was having a terrible, terrible day yesterday. Again.
Another one? Back to back.
Not even
belly to belly.
Not
bad days.
Not even for show purposes. I mean, it was another terrible day. And he made the day a lot better. JOK is a wonderful guy. Our time is tied into this, and so we use the money as that reason. But I had to look up what Myles Garrett's contract is. I forget what Denzel Ward makes. I forget all that. A lot of people want to know what Jed Wills is going to make. They want to know whether or not he wants to play. Jed Wills was asked that question on whether or not he's got the will, Jed Wills has the will to play, and this is what he responded with.
Everybody's gonna have their own opinion. And it's just a thing that you hear with if it was easy, everybody would do it. I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard that before. It is what it is. If it was easy, everybody would do it, but it's tough, so that's really why I'm doing it.
Thoughts?
I was glad that we finally got a chance to see Jed Wills yesterday and talk. It's unfortunate that he couldn't get his body ready for whatever reason from the injury and everything, and that it's thrown that left tackle situation into flux this year. I want to see him. It is a contract year, Kenny, and it's important that he gets out there so we can evaluate him one last chance. Unless you think the Browns already the book on him has been written and he can't get any better and we know where he is. But they have to make a really tough decision, but it's been made easier by the fact if he can't play, then we know they're going to move on from him.
Right now, I ran that poll. It is 81% trust Jack Conklin over Jed Wills. I kind of want to even delete it because it's gotten so crazy. Listen, guys, I can tell you what I want to tell you. The sincerity of him has been in question.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I can't question Deshaun Watson whether or not he wants to play. The question has been bandied about with Jedrick Wills. That's all there is to it. And he is in that draft, there's Tristan Wirfs, who was drafted after him. And Tristan Wirfs has been way better. Andrew Thomas was drafted before him. Andrew Thomas has been up and down. Mekhi Becton has been mostly down after Jedrick Wills. And Isaiah Wilson really didn't get off to a start. Isaiah Wilson has his own set of problems there. Still, he's a left tackle that I think he's frustrating because you see him play at high levels in highlights. You go to Instagram, Logan T72, the guy who's a big offensive defensive line guru, he shows some of the things that Jed Wills does, and it's frustrating because you know he's capable of that. So the question becomes, well, if you're capable of that and you can't do that consistently, it must mean one thing. He's got to answer that, not us.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, this is great, ladies and gentlemen, from the Michigan man, Ken, who hates Ohio State.
I'm not a Michigan man. Damn it. Don't you do this to me.
Might you hate Ohio State.
Don't you do that.
Might we be getting a full-length Netflix special for Ken Carman and what could be a very scandalous
Where do you draw the line?
Recruiting trip.
Let me just ask people where they draw the line. So
scouting trip.
After Saturday, Saturday, I don't have a game. We have a bye week. Why we need a bye week with children, I have no idea. I would just like to get through the season and get motoring through.
An early September bye.
Yeah, we have a bye week. That's just because we need them. So anyway, we have a bye week on Saturday.
It's in the, in the contracts.
I have time. And I looked up the schedule, and I said, huh. I said, ooh, the team we're playing is playing, and they're not playing. The team we're playing next week is playing not too terribly far away on Saturday. I go, should I go to this game and go watch that team play? And then I thought, are you a sicko saying that you want to go watch a team and scout that team when this is youth football, buddy? Should you get your priorities straight? Or, since this is Ohio, are my priorities exactly where they need to be? Because, guys, let's be honest. I'm from Stark County. I grew up right next to Massillon, Ohio. Let's call it what it is here. I mean, it's in my blood. It's in my blood. I said there's plenty of people that go watch eighth graders before they go play in high school. There's plenty of people. There are people on this station who will warn you saying, hey, be careful about the sixth graders on your football team because there are rules once they get to seventh grade that it's middle school and then it's part of the school system. But the sixth graders, you can say anything you want to sixth graders' parents out there to go get them to play at your high school, go get them to play in your school system. So if they can do it, well, why can't old Ken, why can't I decide to go watch?
All right, is there no
get
ability
some, signals?
Are we not trading tapes at that age group? Are
no,
not streaming?
It's forbidden. I got the huddle system for us, and it was already like, you will not be trading tape. If we find out, you are in big trouble.
So
you
who gotta, gave you that talk?
So you got a scout.
That was from the commish.
Of the league?
I believe so. I'm not the head coach. I didn't have to have that conversation. Thank God.
Did you? I know this sounds ridiculous.
Well, we play in different leagues then.
Especially... You know, some just want it more, apparently.
You know, it just means more in Avon Lake. I was drinking coffee.
You do have some big, I mean, it's some big college football showdowns. You got Texas.
All over me.
You got Texas in the Big House, right, Saturday? That's a pretty big game.
That's their game. I don't have Texas in anything, in any house on Saturday. I mean, I'll probably watch a game, but you get one.
I mean, I know you can have it on your phone, but then it takes away from your scouting. What did you learn from the Connor Stallions doc? What kind of lessons?
That he needs therapy. And he should not be as crazy as he is.
And what's the verdict on Ken Carmen when he talks about scouting in week two?
That maybe I also need some therapy. Maybe I should give a call to BetterHelp.
I don't think it's so bad if you see a tape of another team, but to drive there when you're not going to that site anyway.
I just like football.
Our league is different, so we have sites. So the team you play next week might play the game before you, and maybe you show up a little earlier
than
normal.
Maybe I do. Maybe
to go there on the day off. When your Lizzie has not seen you all week.
That doesn't change anything. What's that got to do with anything? She can come. She wants to.
I thought you'd have her at another game with the boys.
Well, I mean, if she was dedicated to the children like I am, maybe she would be.
Show me your Venmo and your SeatGeek.
You got to divide your resources, and she better be sitting at the midfield.
Maybe I'm the Uncle T in this situation. I don't know.
How many binoculars do the Carmen own?
We got a few sets of the Bushnells.
Oh yeah,
Mario in Cleveland. Mario, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay.
So I just wanted to say that your priorities are exactly where they should be. this is Ohio. This is Cleveland. This is a football team. And what else? What else are you going to do? Yeah, you know what? Actually, set up 3 cameras so that you get every angle from the touchdowns and from the 50-yard line. I think that'd be best.
Well, I'm not going to bring – I won't bring cameras. I will not do that. I won't go that far.
Binoculars work well as well.
But I'm good.
But you're going to go out to the trouble of going
Mario,
to the game.
Mario, thanks for supporting me.
And maybe disguising yourself, which is going to take quite a bit to do. Not stand out there.
Yeah, Kenny, are you going to get reimbursed for the mileage from the team account?
This is on me. Trust me, this is on me. This is all my doing. I mean, Whitey's...
So are you going to sleep in your car in the rest stop, too?
No. I'll sleep in my hive over. It's not that... It's surprisingly close. And I'm like, I could take Axel with me. We could sit in lawn chairs. I could take him out to lunch, get 2 birds stoned at once after the game. Just trying to, you know, just trying to pay attention. We started off 2-0, trying to win some football games here, guys.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if he gets ready to play that team, and it's third down, he's barking out the calls. He has it surrounded,
Anthony.
Like when they call your play in Tecmo Bowl.
You are looking at me like, team up with me on this weirdo over here, and yet I sit and look at you now and say, I've done it.
You appreciate it.
I've done it before, and I'll do it again. And we might do it this weekend as well.
So, do you think I should do it?
I do think it's a little different to on your off week to go. Maybe do stuff around the house. You're going to be out of the house all day on Sunday. You got Browns pregame. You got a Browns game. And you're going to spend
Sunday
the
is
one
a
day.
Long day. That is true. This is your day to rest. But
I just like football. Just like football,
but
guys.
Do you want an edge or do you not want an edge?
Who is this? I got to take this call. I'm sorry, Owen. Anonymous, hello.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi.
Hey, I'm just going to stay anonymous because my son plays in your son's football league.
Uh-oh. What's his number?
No. Don't give numbers. Don't give numbers. Go ahead.
I just want you to know that last weekend was week two for us. And when we showed up to our game, the opposing team, before we even got there, had already determined of two of our kids that they wanted to contest their weight and challenge their weight.
Oh, my
Every time.
Gosh.
Wait, is there a...
So they had been out to scout us in week one, basically.
Is there a scale on the sideline?
Oh, you got to do it within 20 minutes. You got to do it within 20 minutes, Tone.
Glorious.
Mm-hmm.
We have a scale on
They
ours,
wanted
too,
to yeah. challenge the weight of two sixth-grade kids, and they determined that to our program... at the start of the fourth grade game at 10 o'clock in the morning. So our kids hadn't even been there yet. They hadn't even seen them.
Anonymous, I'm very sorry to hear about that, buddy.
So go scout them, dude.
Do we play each other later in the season?
We do not play each other this year.
Okay, because I will be bringing a scale if we have to in the playoffs. Anonymous, thank you very much for the call, my friend.
I got buddies with scales in their car for a very different reason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.